Hello and welcome to Lessons with a King. You know me by now, and if you don't, it's fine. You could go back and watch the last two lessons. Today is day three of Lessons with a King. I'm going to keep trying to share why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because it's time for me to put myself out there. I do a couple of things, films, music, etc. But this is about being vulnerable, about sharing things I've learned that have helped me achieve some of the things I've done. Okay, here we go. Lessons with a King, lesson three. I'm going to swear. Secure your shit. Okay, so today, it's not like I'm planning my t-shirts, but maybe a little bit. So you can see the cat is going to space. We all have Facebook, Instagram, email, all this stuff. And then on the other hand, there are people that are afraid to take vaccines because they are scared of being tracked. Most of us have a phone. This thing can track us. So if you have an Android, I'm pretty sure Apple has a version. I don't have an iPhone, but if you set your location on, you can go on your Google and then you can actually see where you've been at every single time. So your phone is always tracking to you, is always listening to you. If you have Google Home or any of all, like Alexa, all those things, they're always listening to you. So, you know, we're pretty much being tracked all the time. Facial recognition is a thing. You just have to accept it that we are being tracked all the time. So what can you do? You could just unplug, go and live in like a cottage in the wood, or you can like secure your shit. Like every account you have has to have a different password. It sounds like a lot of stress. So the tip for today is to get a password messenger. I use LastPass. It's pretty neat. It's free. There's a free version, so you don't have to pay for it. But if you want, you can pay for it. It's like cheap. Like there's a monthly fee. Google that. You can find out. But what LastPass does and does really well is like you have one master password, and then any, you know, you could just have it on your Chrome browser or whatever browser you use. And whenever you log into a website, LastPass just stores this because there's a password manager. So whenever you go back to that website, LastPass just puts in your username, puts in your password. But the cool thing is it can also select passwords for you, which is what I suggest you do. Like you're never going to know the password because it's like G, L, you know, like weird six strings of characters. And that is how you get to secure your shit. And you have to make sure you do that for each website you use. I know it sounds tedious, but here's the thing. Most, you know, hacking that happens isn't because someone is like sitting down on a computer and just brute forcing your password. What they do is just guessing, right? You know, so you know if you've forgotten your password before, click on the forgot password, it'll ask you questions. And most hackers just do social engineering. So, you know, someone sends you a message is like, or even a phone call and they're like, you know, talk about stuff that might be like a test question, like, you know, what's the first concert you went to? Someone can just go through your Facebook and check that out. People have time, trust me. Or what's your middle name? And, you know, that might be somewhere. Or where did you meet your significant other? You know, so those questions are pretty easy to answer. And then when someone answers it, they can just get into your password. And here's what, if they use brute force or some other like keylogger, they have your password. If you use the same password across everything, they can get into your bank account. They can get into pretty much everything you do. So please, please, please secure your shit.